The 1977 Denver Broncos defense, known as the Orange Crush, was one of the greatest defensive units in National Football League history. Defensive coordinator Joe Collier adapted a 3-4 style defense that finished the 1977 season ranked number one against the run and propelled the Broncos to their first ever Super Bowl appearance. The front line consisted of the speed of two-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Paul Smith, the pure power of Reuben Carter, the intimidating pass rush of Barney Chavis, and the ever-feared All-Pro Lyle Alzado. The pride of the Orange Crush was its superb core of linebackers. At the helm was the inspirational leader Tom Jackson, the quick and mobile Bob Swenson, and the speedy pursuit of Joe Rizzo, the takeaway touch of Larry Evans, and the anchor, Denver's all-time leading tackler, Randy Gratishar. The secondary was made up of punishing strong safety Billy Thompson, newly acquired free safety Bernard Jackson, eventual franchise leader in interceptions Steve Foley, and the ever-present five-time Pro Bowler Louie Wright. These men personified Red Miller's never-give-up Broncos. The Orange Crush was not a passing fad. It was a social epidemic in Denver. Their passion and intensity fittingly matched the commitment of football's greatest fans. Broncos fans, they're back with us today. Let's hear some Rocky Mountain Thunder as we introduce the Orange Crush. He spent seven seasons on the Broncos coaching staff and was the head coach from 1977 to 1980, leading the team to their first ever Super Bowl appearance in 1977. Let's hear it for Red Miller. This next Bronco played linebacker on the team for seven seasons from 1976 to 1982, compiling two fumble returns, three interceptions, four and a half sacks, and 475 tackles, including 170 in 1980 alone. Welcome back, number 56, Larry Evans. This Bronco was part of the four-headed monster at linebacker. He played in Denver from 1974 to 1980 with three fumble returns, four sacks, nine interceptions, and 561 tackles. Here he is, number 59, Joe Rizzo. He played his entire eight-year career at linebacker with the Broncos from 1975 to 1983, totaling 11 interceptions and 742 tackles. His finest season, 1981, when he was a Pro Bowler and a first-team All-Pro. Please welcome back another great Bronco out of Cal, number 51, Bob Swenson. Next up, this Broncos nose tackle played his entire career with the team from 1975 to 1986 with 977 tackles, 30 sacks, 13 fumble returns, and one touchdown. Let's hear it for number 68, Reuben Carter. This Broncos defensive end played his entire 13-year career with the team from 1973 to 1985, amassing 1,002 tackles, 75 sacks, 8 fumble recoveries, 1 safety, and a touchdown. Please welcome back to Denver number 79, Barney Chavis. He was a member of the Broncos secondary for his entire 11-year career from 1976 to 1986, playing in 150 games with 880 tackles. Along the way, he became the franchise leader in interceptions with 44. You know him. You love him. Number 43, Steve Foley. This next member of the Orange Crush spanned three decades in Denver, playing his entire career with the Broncos from 1969 to 1981. He had 40 career interceptions, a three-time Pro Bowl selection, and in 1977, a first-team All-Pro. He still works for the Broncos. Please give a warm, mile-high welcome to number 36, Billy Thompson. Our final member of the Orange Crush joining us today was a first-round draft pick of the Broncos in 1974. He stayed with the team until he retired in 1983. He was the anchor at linebacker his entire 10-year career, a seven-time Pro Bowl selection, two-time first-team All-Pro, and the 1978 NFL Associated Press Defensive Player of the Year. He is the Broncos' all-time leader in tackles with an astounding 2,049. A mile-high salute and welcome to number 53, Randy Gratishar. And now, direct your attention to Thunder Vision for one more message from Orange Crush linebacker Tom Jackson.
I'm so proud to be a member of the greatest franchise in all of sports, the Denver Broncos. That Orange Crush defense, we were more than teammates, we were brothers. And we loved playing in front of the best fans in the NFL. 45 straight sellout seasons and counting. Your cheering has inspired us and helped bring on that mile-high magic. And it still inspires today's Broncos teams. We have one half of football left, so let them hear you. Let's go, Broncos!
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for the 1977 Orange Crush!